Congratulations to us, 100 episodes, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now, you're probably thinking, does he know what that means? No, not really. But I have 2 points to make about it. One, thank you. Thank you to the team, to the Rabbit Grin team. Of course, special thanks to Greg Ott, who is the one here with me, doing all of these horrible things that he must do. Top of the list would be paying attention. And, of course, to you. Thank you for the opportunity. This was no given. I am doing this all by myself with my production team, who were generous enough and ambitious enough to want to work with me at a time where my stock was not exactly sky high. And I don't have investors. I am not controlled by anybody else's profit motive or agenda. And that matters. If you look at media, if you look at podcasts, which are seen as more independent, look at behind the big names and you will see that once they make deals, they have people that have an opportunity to weigh in on what is said and how. And I think that corresponds to tendencies. I think that even Joe Rogan, obviously not just the apologies and things that he has to back away from, that he would not have before all the filthy lucre came into his life, because money is bad. I don't believe that. I believe money is what you make it. And more of it can be a good thing. Certainly, it's never going to be a substitute for the right things. But you all get that. My point is, when I say free agent, when I say independent, I'm trying to live it, okay? Nobody tells me what to say or what to do on this podcast. Nobody influences how I approach things or what I approach other than you and what works for you and what doesn't work for you. That's it. And I don't care who it is, whether it's a Barry Weiss or a Rogan or the Pod Saves America guys, any of them. You know, and even when you get into the cranks, even if they're self-made, like a Shapiro, or even if they're animals of somebody else's, you know, designs, like a Megyn Kelly, there's a reason these people are the way they are, especially when you get into the hostile. There's a reason that they become more and more that way. There's a profit incentive, and there's somebody who's putting money in their pocket, and they have to keep having that money be put in their pocket. And to do that, they have to do what has the money go there. And that's why you see these things become exaggerated in their tendencies and their demonstrations. Now, maybe you like it, and maybe the more exaggerated it gets, the more you like it. That's fine. I'm not criticizing it. I'm raising awareness of it and that I'm doing it a different way. Now, would we take a deal here? It depends on the deal and who it was. If somebody wants to distribute what we do differently, I guess I'd consider it, but I'm fine with it growing as my own thing. It's expensive, but luckily Christina's okay with us investing our money and doing it this way. So my thanks goes to you, because that's what it's about for me. My agenda is absolutely trying to make sure that you get the best information and perspective on the same, because context is everything when it comes to analysis and critical thinking. And I am here to help if I can, even if that means by negative instruction. What has not worked for me in my life that maybe you should pay attention to. Arguments I make that make you think, no, I don't agree with that. There's a better way to look at it. Good. I'm not here to be followed. I'm not here to be agreed with. I take a lot more interest in when people say, no, here's why I think differently. That's very helpful to me. Being told that I'm right doesn't really help me grow or change or expand a position, right? So disagreement with decency is a precious commodity. It's very valuable. It's like a vitamin for your virtue. And I crave it very much. So I thank you.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. It is important to me that I take the right things to help me. Now I'm dealing with the long COVID on top of all this other inflammation stuff, and I got longevity concerns because I'm over 50. I need supplements. Many of you are the same way. And even if you're not getting creaky, you may want to be maximizing your performance. That's why for many years, I have switched to AG1. Why? Because it's one and done. They did the research for me. They have the right combinations, and it is more cost effective than buying these things separately. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I absolutely look forward to drinking every day for two reasons. One, they make a good product. For two, if I'm drinking it again, it means I lived another day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and you're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. Just go to drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out.
Now, why does this number matter? 100 episodes. 100,000. Why? Couple of reasons. Maybe three. One, the easiest, the most simple. A lot of our measurements here in the Western world are decimal. So 100 winds up being the full complement of whatever we're measuring, right? And that's how you get to like FDR introducing the first 100 days in office, which we all cling to. That will get me to another reason that we do it, but the decimal system is why we do it. It is the completeness of our measuring system. 100 is the whole. That's why 100 on a test matters. 100 days, 100 years. We look at our calendar. Right? They're all tens, decades, centuries, millennia, right? They're functions of 10. So that's why. Okay. What's the next reason? We crave significance. We crave meaning. And that's okay. I think we should. I think it's good to mark anniversaries. You do have to get into your why. But I think it's important to respect and recognize achievement, even if it's only in duration. Now, not all duration is a good thing. Sometimes you can be somewhere too long, doing something too long the same way. Change can be every bit as much a manifestation of better as the same. And yet, durability, especially in a time of great variation in desire and of pressures and of cultural dynamics, staying power is something to be respected within the right contexts. So I believe in that marking for the purpose of meaning. 100, whatever, that's what we've assigned, but it's certainly a lot of something, right? 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 100 anything, 100 sit-ups is a lot. It's a lot. 100 bucks, you know, that used to be like a big deal. You know, now I don't know, right? The way people see money, but it was like 100 bucks, ooh, right? That's why we came up with the 99.99. Why? Because 100 means something. People don't want to flip from double to triple digits. I remember when I turned 10 years old, My brother's friend, Frankie, who called me Rasputin, said to me, "Enjoy double digits, little brother. You're not going to make it to triple." And it was interesting. At the time, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to die." Later in life, when I reflected on that, it's interesting because we attach the significance to things. Why? Because we crave significance, okay? For good and no reason. And I think it's okay. So I think it's good to mark things. I'm very appreciative of having marked this. He doesn't seem like he's loving it as much because it's not my measure. It's not my measure. Does durability matter to me? I respect it in certain contexts. You know, I've been doing this over 25 years, not this. And you know what? This is different. Podcast audience is different than my TV audience. The wants, what works, what resonates is different. And I'm learning. And that's, I like that. I'm one of, I don't know, it's certainly not the many. Failure is much more of a motivator for me than success. I want to get better at things. And I don't take really the satisfaction that I should in being good at things or whatever, however you measure that or what we see as success. So I crave meaning often in the negative, but I do crave meaning. And I think we all do. And that's why we mark occasions. And I think there's something good in that. In relationships, I think it's good, subject to constant review of the state of that thing or that dynamic. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Your love relationship, okay? Oh, we've been together a long time. Okay. But look at it in terms of how to make it better and change as the people change and the circumstances change and the needs change. That's just as important as the duration. A company. Oh, marking our 10th year. Well, that's cool because it's hard to make it. But you should mark it not just for this, but for this. How can we be better? How should we reassess? Now, I think that this is a huge problem in our society, certainly in our governance and in our political culture. We don't look at ourselves in terms of how to be better. Very rarely as a collective do we do that. And that's what I think we should do more of when it comes to marking meaning. So 100 episodes, cool. That is a relevant bar in this podcast space. Cool. Better to reach it than not to. Certainly wasn't a fucking guarantee. I'll tell you that. This was a very risky proposition. It was an expensive one. There are a million zillion podcasts. A million, we'll stick with the decimal, the exigency of the decimal system. And it's hard to break through. Have we? No, not to my satisfaction. Better than was expected? Yeah. For all the haters out there saying, you know, that the podcast doesn't do well enough often enough, I'm not selling anything, okay? I don't have an agenda. I don't have a provocative message. I'm not attacking others for advantage. And that's what works in our media. Thankfully, less so in this space. But it still works. You know, and again, if you look at those righty cranks, it is almost all antagonism, all hostility, all anti. They are feeding acid to a specific group because it works more than anything else. The story of Tucker Carlson, I'm telling you, is going to be, if anybody does a deep dive, it's going to be that this is someone who does what works. And that's okay, depending on the impact of what you're doing on others. It works. It makes you successful. It makes you resonant. Okay. Well, is that an absolute? No. It's subject to, well, what is that dynamic? And feeding acid and brokering division, often falsely, and promoting fallacies and frauds for advantage, is not okay. It's not even the same as feeding people fast food because there's a different designation of choice when it comes to appetites. Look, you want to drink this, drink this. You want to drink Coke, drink Coke. Is one of them better for you than the other? Yeah, but that's your choice to make. Okay, you'll never see me say, yes, the mayor should outlaw soft drinks over a certain size. You have to decide how your life is going to be. I don't believe it's society's role or government's role to reduce your choices so you can be healthier or better. Safer, maybe. Why? Because that comes to your ability to hurt others and to be hurt by others. Oh, wait, but isn't that an extension into diet? I don't see it the same way. I think it's a matter of degree, okay? But look at all the diabetes, Chris. Look at all the obesity. I get it. But, you know, if you're a believer, by the way, and you don't have to just be a believer in God or in some you know, something theistic or a higher power, it could just be the higher power of the collective and ethical humanism. We have to make choices about freedom of choice and free will. Okay, if you have free will, then shouldn't that include the will to make good and bad choices? I say yes.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman, harassed, scammed, identity theft, spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. JOINDELETEME.com/Cuomo.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt.
So, looping back into the point, not all markers of time are the same, but they are all valuable in terms of taking a look at yourself, taking a look at what this thing is. And for me, I'm using the 100 and the 100,000. I don't know what the subscribers thing mean. And I'm still thinking about the subscriber thing. Look, from what I understand, from looking at my own balance sheet and cost structure here, of not just hard costs like money, but soft costs like time. Time is really important to me. I work a lot smarter and I spend a lot more empty time with the people who matter to me most. I have a new need and a new respect for literally, if I can get it to happen, doing nothing with the people that I care about most. I know that that may sound weird, but think about it. Let it sink in. Just chilling outside, watching a sunset, watching the water, going to the beach, messing around with the dogs. I think we really undervalue empty space and time of just being with someone, and whatever happens, happens or doesn't happen. So I think a subscription service, I'd need to have somewhere between 10 and 50,000 subscribers. And I'd probably, it'd have to be like, I don't know, $100 a year. Why? I don't know, because we like make up a number. But in terms of the costs, that'd probably be about right. Is that something that you'd want to swing? I mean, I guarantee there are many things in your life, even if you're barely getting by, that you spend more on, that you value less. But those are all a matter of choice. So for me, it's a point of appreciation to you. And it's also something to make me think about when I market, how to make it better. What works, what doesn't, and why. And I think that marking things has meaning. And we should think about what that meaning is. And I think the number isn't as important as the impression, signifying, well, what is this to you? And how do you evaluate it? And how do you use it to help promote what matters most to you and is best to you? So the Chris Cuomo Project stays free. It stays financed by me and worked on by my team that I assemble with ads that I'm comfortable with. And I am comfortable with ads. I actually enjoy doing them. I really do. And I respect the partners, and they will never dictate what I'm into or what I'm not into or what I say or what I don't. I would do it for free before I let a paycheck influence my intentions. And that's not some false idealism. That's a luxury that I have because I have a paying gig. And it's one that I picked at News Nation because of the lack of limitations on me. I've never worked in a place where they require less of me other than success. And that is good for me because I know how to do what I do. And I don't need to be shown a way to be valuable or successful when it comes to cable news television. I need the freedom and the platform and the opportunity to grow. And News Nation has given me all of those things. So thank you for being along for that ride. 100 episodes, 100,000 subscribers. Would I like to get to 1 million? Yeah. Why? Because the more reach, the more resonance, and the more ability to be useful to people. Well, isn't there another R you're leaving out? Being rich? How much is enough? How much? How much is enough? Am I a happier guy if I'm worth 10 million versus 1 million versus 100 million? Or am I just playing with decimals again and creating designations that only have meaning because we're told they do? And that is the danger in marking something with a big number or with any number, is that you give it a significance that maybe it doesn't deserve, or a significance that maybe you don't understand or you don't appreciate. Now, maybe you should. But again, marking the meaning is significant either way because it gives you a chance to reassess. So that's what we're doing here on the project. That's what I'm doing as often as I can personally. And yeah, it is my way to expand something that's just supposed to be about me saying thank you, more please. That's what this is supposed to be. Into, well, why do we even mark 100 in the first place? That's the way my mind works. That's the way my curiosity works. I like to feed on why. When I see somebody being successful in this space, I think, why? Why Joe Rogan? Why Marin? Why a Shapiro? Why a Kelly? Why a Carlson? Why are people buying in? Shapiro has a different level of intelligence to what he does, but why are they buying into such haters? Hate parade, why? It's just nasty. It's just people being mean, being vituperative, being vitriolic for profit. Why would that work? And then you get to a deeper understanding of, well, what are the energies involved and the dynamics and the needs and the desperation and the disaffection and the positive influences and negative influences and how the negative outweigh the positive and how that's such a battle and virtue has always been at a disadvantage. virtue has always needed to be instructed. Nobody needs to teach you to be selfish. Nobody needs to teach you to be angry and to be violent and selfish and self-centered and self-obsessed. These are inclinations that come naturally that we have to fight against. So this is what I'm trying to be a part of, and you are helping me do that. And that means everything to me. So 100 episodes, here's to 100 more. 100,000 subscribers, here's to whatever, you know, we can get to. And here is to more and better. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I promise you, I do as much with it as I can. I think about it and I try to deliver value to you in as many ways, as often, and as profoundly as I can. To the extent that it isn't that, that's on me. To the extent that it is that, that's on Greg and the Rabbit Grin guys and on you. So thank you very much. Let's get after it.